Is this the new normal? Hello, I'm Megan Grebner, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America. Last year was the worst drought in years. This year, farmers have battled cool, rainy temperatures to actually get the crop in the ground. Purdue Extension agronomist Bob Nielsen says this variability in weather may actually be what farmers need to start planning for in their on-farm decisions. And that, he says, could become a challenge.
If you go to conferences and listen to any ag meteorologist speak, I'm pretty confident that every single one of them will tell you that climate change is real. And the definition of that for us in agriculture is that the new norm is these years that we've been having of extremes in weather and very unpredictable. And so, yes, as growers and as agronomists who work with growers, I think our biggest challenge ahead with this climate change is figuring out agronomic strategies to best stress-proof these crops against weather patterns that we cannot predict. If we knew it was going to be god-awful wet every year, well, there's some things probably that some steps we could probably take to try and moderate that stress effect on the crop. And similarly, if we knew it was going to be a god-awful drought every year, there's probably steps we would take, you know, from an agronomic perspective that could help us moderate some of the effects of that drought. But my gosh, you know, pity the poor guy who learned from last year's lessons and planned for another major drought. And, you know, it's just, you can't outguess it. And again, you know, the best thing we can, I think, really tell growers at this point in time in terms of agronomic strategies is, you know, remain true to the agronomic fundamentals and make sure that you're making the right decisions on just the fundamental aspects of what you're doing and strive to help a crop get off to a good start to get through stand establishment as strongly as you can, and I think about, you know, the only thing we can do is to try to get a good start to crops, and then they'll tolerate later stresses better. But of course, the challenge is if you can't even get off to a good start, you know, that's the big frustration.
For more comments from Bob Nielsen, visit our website, brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner on Brownfield.